Yeah, it's about 11:16, and so Mabel Louise joins us here today by phone today. Hello. Oops.
And it's so good to be with you. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm homebound, just like many of you are that are listening. It's okay. This too shall pass. We can rejoice in the midst of all of it because we're all in the same boat, aren't we? And we can sympathize with one another because we know that we're all experiencing it. Well, one thing for sure, we can be busy with things that we thought we would never be able to do. And maybe one of those things is to spend time with your children. Isn't that great? Well, today, this reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said when he was under dire circumstances. Yes, he was chained to a heavy iron pole in prison. And guess what he did? Yes, he wrote, "I am content in whatsoever state I'm in." And you know, he wrote all of those wonderful prison epistles while he was there. So he bought up the opportunity and he redeemed the time. Well, at the end of my last broadcast, I said to you, pray, pray, and pray more. Pray that the Lord will intervene and stop the spread of this awful virus. And also, pray for the doctors and the nurses that they'll have the strength to carry on. And then pray that a vaccine will be implemented soon and it can stop some of these terrible diseases. And pray for those who have loved ones who have lost lives in their family from this virus. And you know what? Praying draws us closer to the Lord and challenges us to rely upon the Lord. I could give you a lot more reasons to pray, but let's just live it up while we can and take advantage of the time that we have to pray and read God's Word and grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. Well, my verses for the day are found in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. My Bible is open right by me. Let me read. Jesus answered and said unto the disciples, "Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." And those two little words, prayer, believing, is the kind of the theme of my broadcast today. Let me take you to a story is found over in the book of Acts, chapter 12. And I'll paraphrase and tell the beginning of the story because the scripture is too long for me to take time to read. King Herod had vowed to destroy every Christian in all of the churches. He had already gone so far as to kill James, the brother of John, with the sword. And that was the first apostle that was murdered. The apostle Peter had also been put in prison by Herod for preaching the gospel. And the Christians were together praying without ceasing and wanting the Lord to free Peter so he could continue on with his ministry. Since Peter was a popular Christian leader, King Herod planned to kill him, and he put him in prison to do just that the next day. So he had him put in prison and chained between two soldiers. And, of course, there were other soldiers keeping watch at the door of the prison. Isn't it strange that it took so many people to guard those great giants of the early Christian days? And so the scripture tells us that while Peter was chained to the soldiers, that an angel appeared, and a light shined in the prison, and the angel struck Peter on his side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And the chains fell off of Peter's hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird up and put on your sandals. Put your coat around you and follow me." So Peter did as he was told, and he followed the angel. At first, he thought, this must be a dream. So Peter left the prison in a hurry and headed to the place where the Christians were praying. Now, here's a place where you and I can take special note right here. Let me read to you from the King James Version, Acts 12:12. Peter came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered praying. Peter knocked at the door of the gate, and a damsel came to the door named Rhoda. And when Rhoda heard Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but she ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "You are mad." In other words, not true. You must be kidding us, huh? We can all smile at this and shrug our shoulders, because we're all guilty of the same thing, aren't we? And I dare say that you might have even said those same words. Remember the verse of the day, "And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Well, Rhoda insisted that it was true and that Peter was there. And they even continued saying, "Well, it must be Peter's angel." And they were assuming that Peter was even dead. Well, the rest of the story, Peter, bless his heart, he kept on knocking, standing there at the gate. And when they opened the door and saw him, and this is really something else, they were astonished. And that word astonished means we should never be surprised when God answers prayer, if that is, if we pray believing. Let me close the message today with a story of a man who got a permit to open the first tavern in a small town. The members of a local church were strongly opposed to that bar, so they began to pray and asked the Lord to intervene. A few days before the tavern was scheduled to open, lightning hit the structure and burned it to the ground. The people of the church were surprised, but pleased. That is until they received a notice that that would-be tavern owner was suing them. He contended that their prayers were responsible for the burning of that building. The church people denied the charge. Well, at the conclusion of the preliminary hearing, the judge wryly remarked, "At this point, I don't know what my decision will be, but it seems to me that the tavern owner believes in the power of prayer, and those church people really don't." Ouch. Remember, when you pray, pray believing, because we know and love an all-powerful and wonderful Lord, and He knows best what is best about that prayer that you're asking. And I guess I can end the broadcast by thanking the Lord for so many answered prayers in my life, even when I doubted and even when my faith was weak. And also asking my Jesus to, for all of us, to increase our faith and help us to learn to pray believing, and also with expectant hearts. We don't want it said that we were guilty of being astonished at an answered prayer. Well, you have a blessed day, and God bless you, and goodbye.